The world's largest drug company pleaded guilty today to criminal wrongdoing in connection with how it marketed a best-selling drug. A unit of Pfizer Incorporated admitted that it promoted the drug, Neurontin, for uses that hadn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Almost all of Neurontin's sales, $2.7 billion last year, were for unapproved uses. Pfizer will pay $430 million in fines, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Neurontin was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1993 to treat epileptic seizures. But the drug maker Warner Lambert, which is now owned by Pfizer, believed Neurontin was good for so much more, as Associate Attorney General Robert McCallum described today.
Warner Lambert aggressively marketed Neurontin to treat a wide variety of ailments for which the drug was not approved. Bipolar mental disorder, various pain disorders.
McCallum said the drug was promoted even when the company knew it didn't work.
Warner Lambert falsely promoted Neurontin as effective for treating bipolar disease, even when a scientific study had demonstrated that a placebo worked as well or better.
It's not uncommon for doctors to prescribe drugs for such unapproved uses, and it's perfectly legal. But food and drug laws make it a crime for drug companies to promote those uses. Warner Lambert's illegal practices came to light through a whistleblower lawsuit. The suit was filed by Dr. David Franklin, who for 4 months in 1996 worked as a medical liaison at Warner Lambert. He told NPR in an interview last year that he left when he realized that he was part of a systematic and well-thought-out company plan to thwart the law and promote Neurontin without proof that it worked.
The company was conscious that it was putting patients at risk and was willing to risk that simply because of the pure profit.
As Franklin described it, the key to the plan was building a relationship with doctors and encouraging them to use Neurontin liberally. He said Warner Lambert used all manner of persuasion with doctors, dinners at fancy restaurants, speaking fees, junkets to expensive resorts, and false and misleading scientific information. Franklin said he presented such information himself. He told doctors that he had access to inside information about clinical trials on Neurontin, information that showed the drug worked for various unapproved uses. Franklin said he told doctors, try it for yourselves.
As soon as Dr. X had placed the patient on Neurontin, we would fan out and tell everyone else that he was yet another doctor who was using Neurontin successfully, we would exaggerate, to treat these patients. And what it would do is it would create its own buzz. And the buzz that we were trained to create was very, very effective and actually spread on its own.
As a doctor's prescriptions went up, so did the rewards. Company documents revealed in the case show that doctors were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to use high doses of Neurontin and to describe their experiences in speeches and ghost-written research papers. Analyst Richard Evans of Sanford Bernstein & Company says he believes that such systematic, illegal marketing schemes don't exist at drug companies today because the government is keeping close tabs. But he adds that if they did exist, the government's deal with Pfizer today wouldn't be much of a deterrent. After all, what's a $430 million fine for a company that made $13 billion last year?
You know, in financial terms, that's not a big penalty. So this is not a punitive settlement in any sense of the word.
Pfizer said in a statement that today's settlement pertains solely to Warner Lambert's practices and that the practices originated well before Pfizer acquired the company in the year 2000. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.